When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday Girl.
Hey, I know her. This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Yeah, did you see any of the clips with Jeremy Fragrance by chance?
No. But I love him.
Yeah, he did the podcast.
Wait, no, I did see I feel like I did see a clip of him. Wait, what happened with Jeremy?
It was just so funny. At like 38 minutes, probably, he was like, we're like mid conversation. He's like, okay, are we done? He's like, how long does this go? And we're like, I mean, you can leave if you want. Normally it's an hour. And he's like, ah.
He does, ah?
I mean, he I don't think he like explicitly went, ugh.
Yeah.
But he definitely was like, he was ready to be done.
Right.
I don't think he's ever done an actual podcast before.
No.
He had no, or listened to one.
Creator.
He really is.
He's also German, right?
Yeah.
He's one of the most famous.
He's one of the most famous
people in Germany. Yeah, that's the clip I saw. Are you famous in Germany? He's like, yes. Very much.
I am the most famous.
Yeah.
That's not really his accent, but.
Yeah, we were bad at it.
All of the comments are like, no, he's not. I'm German, and no, he's not.
Definitely not true.
He's like, I cannot walk down the street.
You know that the viral song from the company that you fake invested in?
Friday
no, that's a different guy. That's not actually, he's not a Friday Beers guy. The different guy, the Eurobeat song. I thought he's in Friday Beers. He's not. The Eurobeat song that went viral on Twitter.
What would sing it?
Like what?
So how does it go?
It went viral on Twitter.
I don't know. I deleted Twitter. First of all, it's not Twitter.
Really?
It's X. Thank you very much.
The Euro, this had like 140 million views.
I actually deleted it off my phone and it's my
okay,
life
no.
has never been better.
You just want to sing it now?
So sing it, please.
Okay, sure. Can you close your eyes, please? Because you're staring at me a lot.
Was that a vocal exercise? Or are you warming up?
Shut up when
okay.
I'm trying to
all right.
do it.
All right, go ahead.
All understanding, how does it mean when the rhythm... If you haven't got it by now...
Oh, no. I don't have it. Wait, but what about him?
There's no point in bringing it up anymore.
Wait, what about the song?
If I say, hey, did you ever see Transformers? And you go, no, then I'm not going to tell you about how his name is the same name I use on eBay. I'm not going to say that because you didn't see the movie.
Jeremy Fragrance's name?
No,
dude, I am
so
lost. I am so lost.
You're so lost. You're so out
I
of
mean,
touch.
So far, you've been the worst podcast guest that we've had on this show in history,
yet?
And it's only
Are we
three.
Done yet? How long do we go?
It's only 3 minutes in. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have my arch nemesis and... it's kind of soul sister. We're kind of we're like lookalikes. And now he's giving me the silent treatment. Good. His name's Ludwig.
That's all I get.
And he's here. What?
Lookalike? you probably introduced.
I just said
Jared.
My arch nemesis. That's pretty damn good.
That means my whole life revolves around you.
Streamer, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Cody, for finally...
Decorated streamer.
For finally inviting me on. Streamer of the year.
Sorry, that's why I said decorated.
You know?
That implied it.
I had a decorate. It's a big decoration. Okay. It would up your environment score into The Sims a lot. Hello. I'm happy to settle the score here.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, are we going to squash this or what?
I would like to.
It's a little tense in here right now. Is this real?
Well, I didn't think it was.
Neither did I.
Until I see
it seems kind of real.
A Cody and Co. video.
Okay.
Right? And that...
By the way, you started this. By the by.
Let's inundate people. What happened in your view? In your warped little view?
Someone sent me a video, and all it was you being like, okay, I'm going to have to make up some internet beef right now. Oh, Cody Co. Fuck him. And then you just listed real reasons why you don't like me. So it was supposed to be fake.
Uh-huh.
But then it was actually genuinely insulting.
Can I tell you something very vulnerable?
No, I'm kidding. She's like, oh. No, no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
You.
But I pretended it was for my response video.
Yes. And your response, some people took it seriously.
I know.
They took it because I read the comments and I'm like, I don't know if this is real or not. And my insult would be like, I hate that he ran a marathon. And they'd be like, is this a real beef? I want you to know something. That accidental stream moment, all contrived.
Really?
From the start, the whole thing.
Really? So you knew from the get-go that you were going to call me out and that's the way you were going to do it?
The moment I saw the mods accidentally put a third option, which I didn't do, I was like, ooh, I do have an idea here. And it's Cody Co. It's Cody
See,
Corporation.
See, that's why you're streamer of the year right there.
You know,
you
people
premeditate
have been,
things.
People have been insulting me, though. They call me Cody Costco.
That's good. Whoever thought of that is
I'm
very
not bringing
good.
It up for laughs. I'm bringing it up because it's been hurtful and hard to deal with. You know how hard it is?
Pretty good. There's
so many things I want to do, and then Cody's just here, and he's either taken my ideas, which you've done more.
Yes.
So let's rattle.
Yeah, I'll admit to that.
Let's just talk about the beef, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because we should get this out of the way. We should stomp it out.
Yeah.
Because we're two adults.
Yes, and let's give the people context.
Cody is a upcoming creator. I, streamer of the year. By the way, feel free to cut me off if I say something wrong.
I know that. You know what? That's fine. That's fair. I'll take
it's
that.
It's a real trophy. I can show you it. Oh, what? You were worried about the... Okay.
The up and coming?
That I didn't realize that was...
Here's the thing.
I'll think of my words better.
You know, to me, I'm always up... I like to say humble. So I'm always up and coming in my own mind.
So he agrees. Up and coming. And the first time you'd ever reached out to me, mm-hmm. which started all with that simple request from you, was to ask me... A man you'd never talked to before, how to get in contact with someone I'd collabed with.
That was the first time you reached out to Ludwig?
Was that the first? That's the very first thing either of us said to each other.
Very first thing is I did this collab with a guy named Geo Wizard who played GeoGuessr. He was the preeminent GeoGuessr player
still
before
Rainbolt. Still watches videos to this day.
He's still a great creator. Great. He does crossing countries in one line. Love the guy.
So
very
wait, did Rainbolt get inspired by him?
He got inspired by me doing a collab with him.
Really?
He said he watched me do a collab with him, the same one that you watched.
Okay.
And then what he did, Rainbow, great guy, is he got into GeoGuessr naturally through the community. What you did is you went right to me to stack me and go to the top guy, and you made a video with him, which is actually fine to do.
I didn't say anything before that. Like, hey, man,
no.
Like I like your shit, because I did.
You
I don't anymore, but I did.
You might have hit me with like a shit sandwich, like, yo, dude, love your stuff. Where'd you find GeoWizard?
So that's good. That's fine.
It was like a sense of urgency. Like you could not locate him and you needed this video. So I gave you his email because that's how he communicates. Because he's an old school guy. He watches footy matches on the telly and and he does emails. That's where it spawned. And that was and it was lighthearted. And then you came for my friends. Right? Because the next
your
thing
college roommate. Yeah.
My friends, in college, I was in an improv troupe / stand-up troupe / sketch comedy troupe, jack of all trades, called Tempe Late Night.
Okay.
And Cam, aka Nut, was on this troupe.
Yeah.
In fact, he was in a sense my, like I consider him like kind of my apprentice.
Okay. Okay. See, now you're just making shit up again.
Well, this is real because I used to do the late night segment.
Right.
Like we would have a late night desk, very similar to SNL's.
Okay.
And he took over that role.
Gotcha.
So it was.
So you did kind of take him under your wing, show him the ropes.
And look, now Apprentice has beaten the master. He's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean to say that what he is because of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew him in college. We were friends. I lied to call him my college roommate in the title because it worked really well. And then I see him doing Jubilee videos with you.
And I will say. I will say that I did, you know what? I saw your podcast episode. I thought, oh, so it's possible. Same thing with the GeoWizard thing. I was like, it's possible to reach out to this man.
This human
and like
communicated
get
him with.
To, that, yeah, exactly. Well, that to me was like, oh, he's down to collab with people.
Yes.
I'm not going to do a podcast with him because that's what you did. I wouldn't steal that, even though I did it.
He was on this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Since then we... The beef between you and me was established.
Yeah.
So it was like a spiteful thing.
Okay.
Like, no, fuck it. I'm going to do this anyways.
Sure.
But at that point, it was like, okay, well, I'll do a reaction video because that's That's fair use.
Yes. Yeah. You do such ethical reactions.
There's,
and I have actually nothing to say about it.
There's copyright laws in place.
You're arguably the most transformative in the business.
Laws. Yep.
When you cringe, it's like it's for so long that I forget the video we were watching.
And that's why I'm so up and coming right now.
But Cody, there's a third thing.
What?
And this is the most fucked thing. You don't even know about this yet.
Okay.
You don't know about this yet.
Fresh meat.
Do you know that I have a peculiar interest in certain cars?
I didn't know that.
You don't know about
the truck?
You've seen this. So I
saw yours. I know you have one, and it got stolen, and then you got it back.
There was a whole saga. I'm not really big into like fancy cars, but I really like Japanese K trucks, which are just small little trucks because I think they're really cute. Mm-hmm. And I like pickup trucks because they're like effective and practical. So I bought this K truck.
It's the most impractical pickup truck you could possibly own.
It's way more practical than a Ford F-350. It has the same bed size.
Does it actually?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have. You know more than me about K trucks. So I should not have.
American consumerism has warmed
your brain. The other part of the cab or whatever is like tiny. It's like a little phone booth.
It's for two.
Like, it's for two.
It's for two.
It's for two people.
I didn't get an Instagram. I don't got a third on the way yet. It's just for two. That's fine for me.
Yes. I'm thinking family cars right now.
By the way, congratulations. Because I did this whole rant on my stream, and then I opened Twitter, which you don't even have, and you were trending. And I was like, oh, I was just talking about him. And it's like, Cody announces he's having a kid with Kelsey, and I'm like, oh.
Wait, were you shitting on me?
Yes.
On your stream?
Yeah, I'm like being like.
And then you're like, oh.
I'm being terrible. I'm making fun of anything I can latch onto, and it's like this beautiful post. It's very sweet, and I'm like, oh, today? Really? He had to pick today.
Karma's a bitch. We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows, like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But you on your 300th episode of the TMG podcast were surprised with a K truck.
That's not fair though. I had nothing to do with that.
You don't have to attest. TMG. Okay.
No. They surprised. That was a legitimate surprise. I had no idea what was going. They said come in early. Mm-hmm. They put me in this studio that the ship. I mean, it's up in space.
Right. Yeah. Because you have to beam up.
So this was the green room. I had to be here. Then they blindfolded me. All the shit you saw in that episode, I know you didn't watch it, but...
I saw the truck and I became red.
You were just fuming?
I became the color red with
rage. That's my fucking truck.
Yes. I was like, another thing he's taken.
Noel is the car guy out of the both of us. And so he was the one that also, I guess, has a fascination with Japanese trucks and cars.
No beef in Noel. Great guy.
He didn't steal your idea of a truck anyway. He wanted to drive like a race car onto set, and it's just onto the ship. It's too big to get onto the ship.
Yeah, you can't beam that up. But you can't beam up a K truck because it's small.
Exactly.
With a 660 engine.
But it's actually the same bed size as a Ford F-350.
And that's what people don't get.
Yes, that's what people don't understand.
I'm coming around.
But here's the thing. The cab is for two.
Yes. Which is fine if you don't got a third on the way.
Yeah.
And that was my third beef. And my final beef is I always thought I would be a collegiate athlete, and I wasn't.
Okay,
and
well,
that's annoying really that you weren't.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Whoa,
that's the most fucked up thing you've ever said.
Where did that
I didn't
come
say that.
From?
The beef is squashed. I got beef with you now because of that shit.
I don't want to get in between that. I feel almost awkward being in between this.
No, I just like to rag on Cody when I can, but you were an athlete.
I'm never going to forgive you for that.
Diving is a sport.
I dedicated 12 years of my fucking life to that goddamn sport. Just to be like, yeah, you weren't an athlete.
And you considered a sport.
I'm taking off. I quit this podcast.
Anyway, I've come to the realization that, as some of my dissenters would argue, I'm Cody Costco. I'm the Cody Costco who went to live streaming, and you're the Cody Co. who went to YouTube. You got so much free time. You just really ethically react to something, then go off and have a kid, and then and go run an Iron Man, which nobody knows what that is or cares.
It's a weird. You put the emphasis on the wrong part of the Iron Man.
Everyone gets on Iron about Man. This. Everyone gets on
Iron Man.
This. Iron Man's the hero. Iron Man is the race.
That's actually kind of true. No, the hero is Iron Man.
Yeah, he's like Irish by the
Iron Man.
But I'm happy to squash it now.
No, we are very similar. I feel like. Sorry. I think we have. I will. I'm getting there. Yeah. Fucking let me get there.
Yeah.
I have to make it dramatic for the show. I think we're very similar. We have similar senses of humor. See, that's what I'm talking about. The lip is quivering. I'm drawing tears right now. And I want to tell you that I'm not sorry. I'm not.
What? What the fuck?
I will keep stealing your ideas. No, I'm kidding. I am sorry for stealing your stuff. Even though you said it's fair, and the beef is squash now.
I think you'll make it one day. Up and coming, baby.
Thanks, man.
Happy to squash it. I'm happy to squash it. You know, because we're in different sectors too.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's okay to look at me and be inspired by the electricity that I'm creating on Twitch or YouTube or whatever.
There you go. Electricity.
You would describe it like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And when you said earlier, by the way, that you used to like me, that was like fake, right? Because like,
what?
I grapple that a lot. Like,
what?
You know, that my best days are behind me. And everything I'm creating is redundant and derivative.
But Cody doesn't struggle with that at all.
Yeah, no, not at all, dude. Not at all.
Okay, cool.
No, I did used to like you.
Okay, cool, yeah, yeah, cool, cool, yeah, yeah. Cool.
I do want to talk about something very important. The three of us here, not you, I don't think, but we all recently went to the Eras Tour.
I went to the Eras Tour.
That's what I'm saying.
Last night.
I saw the Eras Tour.
Yeah, that's
he was there last night. I was there on Saturday. When'd you go?
I went on Saturday, which means, I saw Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Your Own, Kid. Two great secret songs, surprise songs.
So you're a Swiftie?
By association, yeah.
Yeah, same. And what did you think of the show?
I first thought, she's an athlete.
Yeah.
She's a fucking athlete, and not enough people give her credit for that.
I didn't even see a single like hint of fatigue. The entire time, it seemed like the last song she had the energy of the first song.
I could not tell you what this part of my body is, but directly next to my knee, there's this part that gets a little fat when I stretch it out. It has been sore since Saturday, and I think I'm concerned about it today because it's been too many days, and it's from standing the whole time. And I was tired standing, and I sang half a song, and I was like, oof, I'm going to take a rest. And she did the whole thing. I'm impressed. She must sleep 18 hours and then wake up, pop a Vyvanse, and just get on there and crush.
Dude, I was thinking that. I was like, what is her routine before these shows? She must just have like if I was her, I'd be like massage, spa, like the most relaxing day possible so that when like the time comes for the energy. Like,
you can't,
and
you
also
can't
before
talk.
And after the show, I would not talk to a single person.
You can't. Cause
all day.
She's also signed up for more shows because her America tour is supposed to end. She added more dates to the LA part. She added Santa Clara dates. And then she's also extending it with a Miami date.
Yeah.
She's crazy. She's doing 18 months of touring. She added $1 billion to the economy.
$1.4 billion is what it's going to gross now. And if she adds more, it'll be closer to $2 billion. It's the highest grossing tour of all time and shits on the number two, which is Elton John's last tour, which I think was like $800 million or something like that.
Do you know what my second thought was?
What?
First thought, she's an athlete. Second thought, it is crazy how short-term fame is. Because Elvis was probably selling out similar things totally out of the youth's conscious. Nobody under the age of 30 listens to Elvis. And so in our lifetime, that will happen with the 30-year-olds when we're 80 with Taylor Swift.
You have been thinking about this a lot, about your best days are behind you.
It's fleeting. It's a fleeting moment that we grasp onto. It's
the fleetingness of legacies. And
we clutch on a sand and the grain continues to fall.
Yeah. What?
Have you ever tried to hold sand?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's deep. Damn.
I said it. Proverb. I said it. No, I'm actually French.
It's a French proverb?
Yeah, because I said it. I'm French.
Oh, okay. Ah, bonjour.
Did you really make that up just now? There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that a Ludwig original?
I it's so funny that you couldn't imagine someone not taking stuff.
Fuck you.
What was your era?
What did I dress as?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'm not like a Swiftie. Kelsey is. So like by association, same thing. So I was like, what era? I didn't even know that was a thing until the day of that I was supposed to dress as an era. So I bought a purple shirt to dress as the purple era, which was?
What?
What?
No,
what's
that's
the
a
era that's represented by purple?
Maybe yeah,
Speak Now.
Speak Now, Sparks Fly, speak now. All that stuff, yeah.
No, what was the... They
well,
each
Speak
had a
now
color.
Speak Now is the album, yeah, I know.
They each were
yeah,
represented
you're right.
by a color.
Yes.
Which was the purple one?
I don't know.
Speak Now.
Speak,
speak
now.
Now?
Yes.
I was going to dress as Speak Now, and I forgot the fucking shirt in the bag, so I was dressed as no era. No, that's not true. I had Cowboys on my shirt, so I was dressed as her country.
Debut?
Yeah.
I was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Which isn't an era, because...
That's just a day.
It's a movie she was in.
Oh, okay.
with what's his name? Taylor Lautner.
We have a picture of this actually, Zach. Can we pull up Ludwig's Valentine's outfit?
It's me. When they pull this up, I want a gut reaction. Just say like, how does he look?
Ew.
Gym shorts.
Okay. Why did you say ew? Why did you say
nice.
Ew?
Nice.
I am an earshot.
Nice. That's why I hired her right there.
Yeah, for insults to the guest.
Yeah, to you.
Okay.
Specifically.
You hired her yesterday.
Dude, you look like my friend. This is what my friend Sam would wear to anything.
Oh, I thought we were making a huge breakthrough.
No. That'd be right. A weird way of saying that.
Yeah, well.
You know what that looks like? That looks like a friend.
Yeah, then we hug and hate.
The beef is officially squashed.
Yeah, that would be great. Does your friend wear Crocs on Crocs?
Is that a little croc as a, what are those called?
Gibbets.
Snap gibbets.
Gibbets, yeah.
I knew it was something stupid like that.
Buy Crocs. Sorry, I'm sponsored.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I have to yell buy Crocs in every podcast.
Do you have a little gibbet?
Buy Crocs. I'm getting a couple.
Is that part of your deal that you have to yell
yeah,
buy Crocs on
seven
every
times
media
this
appearance?
Seven
do?
Times.
Seven
it,
times.
You will hear it.
You want to just get them out of the way so we don't have to,
that's
or are you going to
surprise
me?
Part of the contract, you can't stack them.
Okay.
Because then you just, you'd
can't
everyone would backload
stack
it. Everyone would backload it.
And don't stack the buy Crocs.
Yeah.
CTA.
Yeah, that's me and Cutie. We're here.
I wish you guys knew Sam, because you'd be like, that is a Sam outfit. And no offense to Sam.
Well, to be fair, it's Taylor Lautner's outfit. Unless Sam also wears Crocs.
So wait, did you have the 13 on the back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my friend dresses that too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's like you can just buy it on Amazon. It's like a quick little. So I rocked out. I was basically, I don't know if you had this similar experience. I felt what like a shaman is on a mushroom trip. But for Cutie to enjoy Taylor Swift to the maximum.
Ah, that's a good point. I kind of felt the same a little bit. Like a shepherd.
Yes. I am meant to make your vibes the best possible.
I'm not here to enjoy this. I'm here to enjoy you enjoying this.
Yes. In fact, I was in my own head on enjoying it. Because I would be like,
I'm here to enjoy you. Enjoying this.
Because like, I know the blank spaces. I know the shake it offs of the world.
I mean, I was dancing to 75% of it probably.
Yes.
Because it was nonstop hits, besides a few mellow parts that I didn't know the songs.
I do not care for her most recent album.
Yeah, I don't like Folklore that much. Like,
that's
okay.
No.
I'm saying that was the softer kind of version.
Evermore is. I mean,
Evermore. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Like the
Evermore
fairy one.
Yeah,
you know,
Folklore is very good.
Like the one
Folklore,
where she's like.
Also, Midnight's is very.
Folklore is amazing. Betty, amazing.
The one
Betty,
so good.
Yeah.
What song is that?
You are so detached.
Fuck you, man.
You're not on
I'm up
Twitter.
And coming. I'm grinding away all day, every day, trying to make a name for myself.
And it's like, why? Is this a specific change? Intentional?
I think it's a fault of mine, to be honest. I could be a little bit more connected to pop culture.
Don't hate yourself.
Because
it's a fault. Because maybe it hurts your work, but where is it a pro? It's probably
well. No, it also hurts. Like it's easier for people to have conversations with people.
Yeah,
if they know references and older shows and shit like that.
Right.
Like I was just listening to. I mean, you know, take this with. I don't listen to Joe Rogan often, but I was listening to him on the way here because his episode with Post Malone. I just, you know, he's a friend. I'm a fan of his. I like listening to him talk. Post, not
does he joke. Always does he always try to bring up that he's friends with Post?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
often?
Every
is that,
do I? I've never even said that before.
Friends with Post. I got it. Call him Posty or
I do like him what he says on podcasts, so I was listening to it and they were just dropping fucking references, you know, to old shows, titles,
they brought up
to movies,
Johnson.
Camp Krampus they're talking about.
Come on, like the old like the other Santa. Version of Santa Claus,
yeah.
The evil
and
one.
I'm like, I can't do this.
You didn't understand the references?
No.
Mm.
But I mean, I could like, you know, I could get what they were inferring, I guess, but I don't have any of my own.
What's weird is before the pod, I brought up the incredibly popular Euro dance parody song that's taking over the internet, made by Kyle Gordon, famed TikToker, and you didn't even get a lick of it.
Can you bring that up?
It is so massive.
I need to see it. Is it out on Spotify?
It's called, just look up DJ Crazy Times. It comes out the 15th. There's only sneak peeks of it on Twitter. Probably some re-uploads on YouTube. But it had I would argue 200 million plus views.
Oh, is this the that one? I got strippers tits in my face. Uh-huh. That one?
Keep going.
No, that's you should know it by that line.
No, keep going. That's not that one. No. It's not that one. Let's do it.
You know
what? Listen.
Which one I'm talking about?
Definitely not.
Really? That one is taking over TikTok. Yeah.
This is like the sound they make before they say the train is arriving at a terminal. Does it? I have not heard this one, but I'm down to listen to it. This one, yeah, click on the YouTube, the 6-minute one you had. That one works. That link right there, looped. It's like a parody of classic 90s Euro dance music. Like
and it's
Aqua.
Actually popping off?
It's insane. Like, I think the tweet that announced it had like 300,000 likes, 120 million views.
By the way, I know, is Kyle Gordon, he's not like a musical artist, right? He's like a
shorts
comedy
creator.
Guy.
Yeah, comedy shorts creator. And
yeah, he's
probably
fucking
stand-up.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's touring stand-up, I think.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a sketch?
Yeah. It started as a character. That's the best line. Women are my favorite guy. It started as a character he had. That was DJ Crazy Times. And then he made a song for DJ Crazy Times. Because you'll know this, you're on YouTube. What are YouTubers' biggest videos most of the time? If you ever go by popular, it's like a song they made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost always the case. And so this, you know, it's way easier to make a song go viral than a sketch that requires some level of insane media literacy or whatever.
I mean, it's hard to make a good song, though, that people actually like.
Yes. But this song bangs, the music video is fire, and the full version comes out next week.
So, well, I mean, I feel like an easy recipe right now for success is just bring back shit like late 90s, early 2000s shit.
Well, yeah, it's a way to succeed and massively fail, right?
What do you mean?
Like there's fail. So much stuff that's been rebooted that doesn't crush.
But I feel like the style of Aqua,
yes.
That's so smart.
Yes. Yeah, that's smart.
Because you go back and you listen to Aqua, especially now with like the, you know, I'm Barbie Girl and shit like that, but you go back and you listen to that style and you're like, no one's doing this. And actually, there's an artist I just found. His name's Hoodie, H-U-D-I. And he's a rapper, but he raps over beats that sound like old, like Justin Timberlake beats.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of. You can't really, this one doesn't really, maybe.
No, I could definitely see JT going like, I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah, I think. I mean, this goes for fashion. This goes for music. This goes for movies. Everything's kind of circular
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It all comes in style. Goes out of style. We're gonna go out of style.
Yeah, but we're now. How old are you?
27.
Yeah.
I lied. Okay. 28.
I'm a little bit. Okay. I'm still a little bit older than you. But like, we're at the age now.
Wait. I'm still a little older than you. What do you think's gonna change? You're going to have a really good year this year?
You said I'm 27, then you said, no, I'm 28. And yeah. I was like, okay, that doesn't make much difference because I'm almost 33. But I know, it's fucking embarrassing. But like, as millennials...
Pause. 30 what?
I'm having a child, dude.
Yeah, that's so cool though, huh?
I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah.
I might as well be 33.
30, so you're 32?
I'm 32.
Okay. That's cool. That's really...
You're 28?
That's hip of you. I think it's a cool age. I'm 28. Yeah.
Well, it's cool because shit that like shit that's like vintage coming back now is just like when we were kids.
It's nostalgia, yeah. Nostalgia beats real.
Yeah. What, but so, it's weird, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's
like cool. I remember genuinely listening to Aqua as a child, and now people are like bringing it back. Like, holy fuck, look at this ancient shit.
What do you enjoy? Like, what do you listen to? Because you're so, it seems like you're so out of it. Because you're not on Twitter. Yeah. Not in like an offensive way, in a healthy way. Because we all delude ourselves by spending time scrolling through social media that we're keeping in touch.
Yeah.
With what? A bombing in Kuwait? What does that keep me in touch
yeah,
with? How does
I'm
that
watching.
Help? We all delude ourselves.
That's what I like, dude. I watch the news a lot.
Do you?
No, I don't.
So what do you keep up with?
Like,
what
drive do you do? A lot.
Really?
I moved far away and now I spend a lot of time in the car. That's my own fault.
So what do you do
but
in the car?
Genuinely though, what I like to do is I like to like train. Like I like to go out and run and that takes up a lot of time.
Oh yeah.
So then if I'm not doing that, I'm working. And I feel like I work a little bit too much right now. So I'm trying to scale back maybe and get more into like surfing and stuff. But like, I can't just like toss on an old movie and enjoy myself.
You'd feel like you're not being productive?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I have a weird thing with like always having to use up my time productively.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd feel like a loser.
That is shared with everyone who's running Ironman. There's no way you run Ironman.
I think that's true. Yeah. I think it's like a mental defect.
Yes. So are you someone who stacks it then? Like in the sense that if you're training, you have to run a lot. You got to swim a lot. You got to do whatever. Are you listening to a podcast or an audiobook?
Yes, I do.
Is it like nonfiction?
I review my videos before they go up while I'm on the bike.
Okay.
Because I want to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
I don't listen to audiobooks. I can't do that.
Really?
I have to read them.
Okay.
But I listen to podcasts. So when I'm in the car, I'll listen to something educational because I'll be like, okay, this puts my mind at ease because I'm not wasting time. I'm learning something.
Right.
What?
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
For example, Joe Rogan and Post Malone talking about Krampus.
Right, yeah. No, that's big. You got to learn about that.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think I get my references?
Are you mostly nonfiction then? Are you mostly like...
Yeah, I love nonfiction, but I'm reading a fiction book right now that's pretty good.
What is it?
Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's the rainbow cover.
Yeah.
Jill just read that too.
And what you think?
She loved it. She said it was so good.
I'm not sure. I like 80% like it. I'm not in love with it. I think it's kind of weird. Have you read it?
No.
Do you read?
I do.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading a boring book about building a city. It's literally called Building a Dream City.
Oh, okay.
And it's about the things you need.
It's about line or whatever in Saudi Arabia?
No. Okay. Yeah, it's about building the perfect line.
Yeah, no, have you heard of
it? Yes, okay, yes, the Saudi Arabian line. Yeah. No, it's about like what you need for an effective city with, you know.
That's awesome.
A walkable city.
Yeah.
I
love that shit.
Because I also get into like nonfiction productive consuming phase.
Okay.
Where it's like, yeah, let me read like, you know, something adjacent to a self-help book.
Yeah.
Or some like biography or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I should do fiction. Cause fiction is like, it's much bigger.
And I actually think it's not, sometimes I feel like I'm rotting my brain when I'm reading fiction, but I also think it's good for the right brain for you to like imagine and get lost in a great fiction book.
I think
it's actually good for you.
You're getting your mind mixed with another mind.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. You're in someone's brain.
Yeah. It kind of made me like reading this. This is the first fiction book I've read in a while. And it kind of made me want to like dive into like Lord of the Rings or something again, where I have like a, you know, 1,000-page book that I can just get lost in for like months. Cause I used to do that as a kid, but I don't anymore.
I did this with an anime about like Nordic warriors, Vikings, taking over England and from Denmark.
Okay.
And then the second season of it gets very introspective because it's someone who did a lot of murdering and is dealing with the murders. Total tone shift. But I watch all that and then I was like, because it was all about, basically about stoicism. And then it was like this fiction piece. And then I was like, ooh, I want to read about that. So I think that's what fiction can do. Is get you introduce you to concepts in a more interesting way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Than like diving into Seneca.
Yeah.
Or something.
I read who's the guy that does the Daily Stoic or whatever?
Yeah, the Daily Stoic.
Is that his name?
That's his.
What's his real name?
Oh, I don't know his real name.
He's like written a bunch of books now, and I read his most
Ryan Holiday.
Yeah, Ryan Holiday. I read his most recent one about like discipline, and I really liked it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't do it.
Sure. Well, you do. You're disciplined.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, stoicism is about like never, and also like the discipline he holds himself to. It's like he never fucks up, I feel like.
No, I think I'd be wrong. I don't think it's about not fucking up. I think it's about like setting a few like lines for yourself. And then if you cross it, like reiterating the line that you crossed.
Yeah.
It's not about being inhuman.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're very disciplined in certain ways. Where are you not disciplined in?
Like eating and drinking, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
those are like my
bad?
Because it like messes with my life sometimes.
You ran an Ironman. Like what more did the eating and drinking, like were you trying to run a second the next day?
I feel like it's also like it coincides with the I don't want to waste time part of my mind, because the only way I feel like I can relax is by indulging in vices.
Right.
And then I regret that.
Okay.
So it's this constant like battle with myself.
So you're overindulging.
Yeah. So I would say sometimes I do, yeah.
Is it more like you're keeping yourself on the straight and narrow, 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 and then it's like, let me indulge, and then you overindulge.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're probably just going too hard on the straight and narrow.
That's what I do. That's like I'm all or nothing kind of guy.
Yes.
So what about you?
My vices?
Yeah.
Have you heard of salvia?
Yeah, right.
It's 5 minutes a morning. I fight the demons.
Dude, imagine being a salvia addict, which I mean, I'm sure there might be.
I've never heard of anyone
doing it more than once.
It's like being Punxsutawney Phil, right? The groundhog from the groundhog.
Totally,
day.
Man.
You either wake up and it's a great day or you wake up and it's a terrible day.
Yeah, exactly.
My vices are, I eat whatever I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I like food.
Yeah.
I'll smoke a bit of weed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a vape pen and then consume media at mass, like a slug.
Like YouTube or?
I like YouTube. I like YouTube.
Do you like my tube?
I like YouTube. I watch a lot of, I watch anime for a bit. I get in phases. I was in a Japan phase for a long time, still a little bit.
Okay.
I watch this guy Japan Eat. He just does YouTube shorts where he goes to something in Japan and he's just like, this is like a ramen place near my house. I stopped playing RuneScape to go to it. It's pretty good. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's awesome. Have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's great.
It is, you know what they call it?
What?
White Wakanda.
Why?
Because so many white guys get obsessed with the idea of Japan.
It's kind of true.
Yeah, it is. You can definitely
PewDiePie?
Like anyone listening. Yes. In a way. But I mean, he's accepted it more. Yeah. You know, he's gone more into the understanding of it. But
he just had a kid.
Yeah. Are you scared?
No, not yet. But I feel like, my friends are due in, like some of our best friends are due in September, and they like are setting up the crib and have the nursery all set up. And I feel like that's when it's going to get real.
When you were trying, did you say that?
Yeah. What?
Were you like, yeah, we're trying for a kid with your friends and family?
No.
Or did you just like spring it on them?
We just dropped it on them.
That's, I think.
Because it did happen sooner than we were expecting.
Okay.
Like we weren't not trying, but we had just started trying.
Right.
So we, you know, it wasn't like we didn't even have time to tell them that we were. And also, actually, we told them we were ready. Like, they knew that we were going to, like, waste no time, basically.
This is so funny because what we're basically saying is, like, we were not going to use condoms.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to be raw dogging for the next, like, few months.
Mom, Dad, I got a lot of extras lying around. If y'all want them, we are not using them.
You know what's funny? So, I did this backpacking trip last week with my parents, and the backpack that I used, I hadn't used since I went to Southeast Asia when I was 21 or 22 with my best friend, and we stayed in hostels, we backpacked for like 8 months, and I used this backpack. And so I bring it on the trip, and my mom is helping me pack, and she's like trying to figure out a place to put like my sleeping mat or my sleeping bag or something like that, and I open one of the pockets and there's like 30 condoms in there. And it was funny because she's like, I was embarrassed, but then I was like, I mean, they're not used, so I wasn't getting laid.
That's your first thought? Is that you're like, well, at least they're not used condoms.
No, but like, I'm like,
my other backpack would have been a problem.
I just felt embarrassed because I was like, actually, I guess I wasn't having sex because none of these are used. There's like too many in here, you know?
You're embarrassed the other way. You're like, it was actually a pack of 100.
Yeah. No, trust me, Mom. I was fucking. All right?
I went through a lot of them. You don't see the bad ones. Your family's fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. Are you saying that in a British way? Like,
your family's a fit bird. Your mom's a fit bird. Or Ellie days.
Yeah.
No, I mean like athletically fit.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, they are. That's like what always inspired me to do it. To be an athlete. Which I was for 12 years and still am.
Yes.
You're still an athlete. Do you not?
Still are.
You're an athlete.
You're very much an athlete.
We're both athletes.
Yeah, that's true.
You've run an Ironman. I'm going to run a marathon.
Are we going to do that together?
Not together.
Oh, because I'll be in front of you?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Are you going to stay
at my pace? I'm going for 5:45. What do we think?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, are you actually going to run it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, March 17th.
Really?
2024,
so
yeah.
So that was real?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I have not only signed up to run this marathon, I have signed up like 20 other people.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even signed up yet.
Well, I haven't actually signed up.
Okay.
I've just talked about it publicly.
Zach, sign me up right now. Nutt going to do it?
Nutt said he's going to run 2 marathons.
Wait, I never saw this tweet because...
Because you're not on Twitter.
Because I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, come to realize. No, Nutt definitely will not. I don't think we'll be running 2 marathons.
We should do this and like raise money for something.
Nah.
Okay, never mind.
For each other.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, for a new K truck.
Yo, now we're thinking. Yeah, no, we should. Actually, it's not a bad idea. I don't believe in, you know, fitness, diligence. Like, I just have a goal and I want to do the goal. And then I want to be done with it.
So you're walking 10,000 steps a day.
It's a bet.
With whom?
American Pete.
Okay.
He's an American. His name's Pete.
Mm.
He lives in Japan.
Okay.
And he messaged me.
Is he a white guy?
He's a white guy.
As they do.
Yeah. He's in Wakanda. And he messages me and he says, and it's a video and he goes, Ludwig, and he does this. And I'm like, that's too far.
Yeah, that is too far.
He says, Ludwig, let's make a bet where we have to walk 70,000 steps a week. If either of us fail, we get the winner a ticket to our country. So I'd give him a ticket to America.
Gotcha.
He'd get me a ticket to Japan.
Okay. Why 70,000?
Because it's 10K a day.
Oh, gotcha.
But you don't have to do, like, if you have a 5K day, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has a huge advantage.
What?
He's in Japan, the most walkable city on earth.
That's true, yeah.
And so...
There is a lot of space here, though.
Yeah, for a car to cover, right?
Yeah.
Have you thought about going to work with public transportation?
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I bet it's bad.
Yeah.
And so walking here is very intentional. Like I have a treadmill I use some days because like I just don't have a reason to walk and there's nowhere to walk outside. And he's like, oh yeah, I got lunch and I'm at 3,000 already. And it's like, I got dinner, I'm at 20,000. And so he'll post his weeklies. Like we have a group chat and he'll be at like, yeah, I average 14K a day. And me, it's like...
And he's not even like changing his lifestyle.
No.
It's just like he already was doing that.
Yeah, he's like, there was a monsoon, so I cut back a bit. And then me, it'll be like the final day, because Saturday is final day of the week. And I'll be like, yeah, I had to do 29,000 steps today. I basically spent all day walking.
How long does it take to run 10,000 steps? And like, what does that equate to in miles?
You do about 10K every... You do about 6K an hour. So if you walked just... straight up, it'd take you a little under 2 hours to walk. I mean, it varies per person. Running doesn't help too much.
Okay.
Because you're taking longer steps. So it's like a little better, but not as much better as you would think.
So you just go on the treadmill and just...
Yeah, I try to walk to get food. I try to have purpose. But yeah, sometimes I'll just be on the treadmill for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I've been doing it for 4 months.
How do you feel?
I don't know.
You don't like good? Notice a difference in how you feel or look? Because I feel like you're like covering a decent amount of miles a week.
It's like, I think
5 miles a day or 5 miles is 10,000 steps.
A mile?
Yeah. So that's 35
probably.
Miles a week. That's a lot.
People can't run that. Yeah. That's why I feel like I can do the marathon anyway. This is where I'm going with that.
You definitely walk it.
And I think the rule for a marathon is you have to have a maximum time of 6 hours, 30 minutes, something like that.
That's the cutoff?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they're like, we're closing down. If you haven't made it yet, sorry. And that's an average of 15 minutes a mile. 15 minutes a mile is like 4 miles an hour. It's walking pace.
There you go.
So that's why I feel like I can do it.
Yeah.
So I haven't even trained at all.
Well, it's in March, so.
Yeah. I've ran a couple times.
Have you?
I run downhill and then I take a bird scooter uphill because I don't do the uphill part, so those suck.
You guys should do a run together. Cody runs.
Nah, that's all right.
We should. We could run downhill.
I don't want to.
There's
do
a little
it
hill by my
you.
House. We could run down.
You're gonna be faster.
Honestly, I just like to run with people. I don't mind running.
Really?
Slow. Yeah.
I feel like I've always hated that.
Why?
Give me my AirPods, leave me alone, and let me huff and puff and hate my life at my own pace.
I mean, I do like doing that, but also, like, I spend so much fucking time driving now that, like, I'm out of podcasts constantly. So even when I go for a run, I'm like, I'm out of music, I'm out of podcasts, so I want to, like, talk to someone.
You talk while running?
Yeah.
I'd be sometimes. So mad at you.
Dude, it makes the time go by so fast.
I'm fighting for my life. That makes the time go by fast.
We could talk about K-Trucks.
I would be like huffing and puffing and sad that you stopped talking because that means it's my turn to speak. I would listen. I'd be a great listener. So if we can run together, I'll listen. You talk
and
the whole
I'll just
time.
Like do a monologue?
Yeah, you'll be like, yeah, anyway, so I just don't watch any media whatsoever. And then I'd just be like, oh, so great. That's so great. Do you ever think we're going to fall
off? I'm thinking about doing a podcast with Nut. What do you think about that? Stay silent if you agree.
I want to stream. Is it cool if I do that?
Yeah. Think about streaming on YouTube. How much do you work? And tell me about off-brand. What's going on with off-brand? What are the challenges that you're facing right now?
Biggest challenge is making money. In terms of like,
amen, brother.
Shoot, it's actually finding out where to put the bread. You know what I mean? No, I think the biggest issue.
It's bad.
Well, we all got our sinkers. We have two problems. Because first question is how much you work, and it's usually I think how much I'm responsible to work. Because I don't work because I want to now. I just work because I feel like I have to, which I still enjoy. It's still fine. It's still a good job. But I just have 18 employees.
Right.
Which is like a lot.
Yeah.
And if I were to stop working, they'll lose their job.
Yeah.
Which is like bad.
Yeah.
So I just work to make sure that we have food on the table for everyone. No one loses their job. And off brand, the goal of it is a production company I made, does shows for people. The goal is to like make products with other YouTubers and basically not be reliant on me being famous for the short period of time I will be famous until I'm no longer famous and be more versatile in being able to create something for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope is to build that up so that anyone who works for me can just work for off brand and that can be self-sustainable even if I set a slur on this podcast tomorrow.
You could say one right now.
But off brand's not there yet.
Okay.
I'll come back when it's there.
Okay.
And I'll be like, this
we'll
is.
We'll do a slur reveal.
Yes. This is.
Three.
It's
two.
How you'll know that I've made it.
Confetti. Yeah. He's going to say the worst one. Which is, by the way, what is
wow.
<one
you're> To be all bad.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Right?
So that's what off brand is. And the hardest part is raising money to
Are
have
you?
Enough runway in a
Did
way.
You?
No, not we have okay. not raised yet. I've just funded it personally, but like it takes a lot to fund a startup and I don't fuck with VCs at all.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate them.
Yeah.
Do you hate them?
Why do you hate them?
Cause I just, have you been on a meeting with VCs?
Yes.
They're miserable.
Yeah.
It's boomers who you have to explain the thing to and then convince that you're going to 1000X their return.
Yeah.
And
the big,
That's
yeah,
it.
Sorry, yeah.
Well, so you gotta convince some boomer that you're gonna 1000x a return so it can be a scalable $1 billion business, and that's the only reason they take a bet on you, and then 95% of it fails, and they like take control of whatever they can.
I think that's the biggest problem is that then you have a boss, basically.
Yeah. A boss.
Even if you own the company,
who's out of touch.
You're answering to someone and you have like a fiduciary responsibility to
fiduciary. Yeah, I thought you were talking
fiducial.
About like feudal lords.
Fiducial. What's the right
fiduciary?
No. But then, what's the ill form of that?
Oh,
fiduciarial.
No,
for
I think I had it right.
It's a fiduciary and fiduciess. Depends who's doing the fiducing.
Yeah, fiducial.
Fiducial. Fiducial. Can you hit the,
you have
the
a
sound one?
You have a... Yeah. Hit the sound. Let's,
fiducial.
Let's,
we were all way off.
I have an English degree.
Do you really?
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, you should have known that.
From Harvard.
Fiducial responsibility.
Yes.
To give them a return on their investment.
Yes, which is stupid. A company's sole purpose should not be to get like a higher return for the person who invested in it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's hype?
I guess this is entirely... What?
You know what's hype?
What?
Worker co-ops.
What's a worker co-op?
It's where the fiducial responsibility is to the workers. Fiducial responsibility is just to the workers' livelihoods. Which...
Wait, you're talking about a lifestyle business.
No.
That's what that is.
A lifestyle. What is this?
Like just a business that generates profit that you pay out people's salaries. Everyone gets paid well. And the owner of the company gets paid well. And you maintain that. And you don't try to grow faster than your... growing revenue or anything like that. Is that what you're talking about?
It's similar to that, but that hinges on the owner of it, whoever owns it, because they, you know, had enough money to invest in it, being like a good person and living long enough and setting it up to be that way.
Okay.
Because they could switch, right? Yeah. If they wanted, or they could sell it.
Okay.
And then the person who then owns it might not feel the same.
So then what's a co-op?
It is where literally the workers would own what the company is. Like,
I see.
Rather than having a VC invest, the workers would own it, and maybe you get money from the workers by garnishing their wages to like raise, and then they
Pay them, and then
no, you still pay them.
Okay.
You can still have a normal company structure. Someone's paid higher, someone's paid lower. You can have like 10x for the CEO, 20x, and then someone at the bottom. But it wouldn't be like a typical structure where you have a set of directors who just makes all the decisions and hires and fires at will. It'd be like a group where everyone has a vote on what happens.
Like a democracy.
Yes. It happens a lot with small-time food chains, like pizza stores, farmers. A lot of farmers do this. Hmm. Like Welch's Grape, I think, Ocean Spray.
Hmm.
Is a worker co-op.
Do the employees own shares?
Yeah, you can have shares, and usually when someone's hired, they buy in to get shares of it, which is separate from their voting power. Because right now, in traditional companies, voting power is equivalent to your shares.
Mm.
So whoever has the most shares has the most voting power. This would be like voting power is equal, but shares are not equal. So if someone's working harder, they have more shares, and they can get paid more, but they won't have more power.
So is that how you're running off-brand?
That's a goal of mine, but not at the moment, no.
You're like, I own it.
Yeah. Right now. But that's my goal, but I think I have to... the issue
I want to get there, but fuck no, not right now.
Well, the biggest problem with worker co-ops is making money.
Yeah.
Because how do you make money if you won't let people who invest have any control? Who's willing to put money into that?
Yeah.
And the answer is not many people.
Yeah.
Like one of the biggest...
So you have to make money, not raise money, is what you're saying.
Well, you have to raise money to make money, right? Like you have to have...
Not necessarily. You can bootstrap.
True. Yeah. You can do it very like cutthroat, which is kind of what we're currently doing. Or like, you know, like skinnier budgets and whatever. And like I'm able to fund it because thanks, Neil. Appreciate that YouTube deal. but that's also like basically a subsidy for me, which who knows how long it'll last. So I'm looking to do... I have some goals of a more sustainable way to raise that doesn't cede control to a VC because I would hate that.
So what is your daily like routine look like?
I wake up 10.
Yep. Really?
That's when I do my salvia fight. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
first things first.
It's like, yeah, nine
salvia.
9:30, 10. When do you wake up?
5:30 or 6.
What do you listen to, like 3 hours of Mark Wahlberg, like positive affirmations?
Cold shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I listen to Green Lights.
Okay. Yeah.
See, I lied when I said I don't listen to audiobooks.
It's just
because I listen to that every morning.
Green light. All right. All right. Yeah. I wake
no,
up.
No, it's not like a morning routine thing. It's just that's when I thrive.
Sure. And you go on a morning run or something?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Actually, normally I'll just sit on my computer for an hour and like, honestly, like a lot of the times, like it's like weird that work for us is like watching YouTube and just like keeping up on mm-hmm. what's happening online.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times like my morning time is like email or just like watching YouTube or whatever. And then I'll go on a run.
I see.
But sorry, what was yours?
Wake up 9:30, usually like 10 to 12 I do meetings. And then I try to work out like around noonish. I'm going for the 1,000-pound club.
Okay.
Which getting close.
What's that?
It's where you add up your deadlift, squat, and bench.
Oh, nice.
To be 1,000 pounds total. Okay. And then eat food, hang out with my girlfriend, get a little lunch, stream 3-4 hours.
At what time?
Usually like 3 to 7, 4 to 8.
Okay.
5 to 9, something in there. It's variable. It's never consistent. And then get off, do a couple messages, emails as it were. And then watch some stuff, go to bed, call it a day.
So I feel like, so is everything that you post cut out of the stuff that you're just streaming 5 to 8?
Most of it.
Because I watched the fast food challenge thing that you did. What was it called? The
Doug challenge.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, I want to do that.
Oh, you don't.
And was it rough?
It's bad for the core.
Can you explain it, the challenge, for anyone listening?
The Doug food challenge comes from a creator, Doug, great creator, mm-hmm. worth checking out. And the premise of it is you have to go through 10 drive-thrus with a car of 4 people in order whatever the person in front of you in the drive-thru ordered, and then consume the entirety of it.
Oh, but you have 4 people to do it.
Yes.
Ah, I thought you had to do it by yourself.
No, that would be impossible.
Okay, got it.
And then over, you know, the course of it, there's a couple other stipulations. Like, you have to go to a KFC because it can be very punishing.
Mm-hmm.
You can only go to one drink place. You can't game it.
Yeah.
And you can only repeat a place once.
Okay.
So there's a few other rules. But basically, that's the idea.
That sounds so fun, dude. That sounds so fun.
Over the course of 5.5 hours, we went to 10 places. 11, actually, because we wanted to break the record. Because the record was 10.
Okay.
And we went to 11 places, and it was 17,000 calories.
Total.
Total.
Okay.
Across 4 people. So,
which is what per person?
4,250. But it wasn't even, because, you know, some people eat more, some people eat less.
That's that crazy, though.
I
see people do the 10,000 calorie challenge, and they want to kill themselves.
Oftentimes.
Yeah, but if they can do that, I feel like I could do 4,000. I feel like I've done that. I probably do that like once a week anyways.
It is definitely doable in the course of a day. Like, everyone's eating probably like a 4K calorie day.
But you're saying 5 to 6 hours is tough.
I think in the time span, one, in the environment, like in a car, is tougher. And then the food you're eating is like, you get to the line and it's like restaurant 6 and you're at Taco Bell and you get a fucking large soda. And you're like, oh, drink water, please.
Yeah.
Because it's your 9th soda.
Can you game it where you like sit in the parking lot until you see like a small woman?
No.
Drive through and you're like, oh, let's go behind her.
You got to try to be honest.
Right.
Because the luck is part of it. Like, I saw a couple people try it. Restaurant 4, they would hit like, oh, they got 2 KFC buckets. It's 9,000 calories. And it's like, oh, we're not doing this. We're going to go home. This is stupid. But then sometimes we went to Krispy Kreme. They ordered one donut.
Perfect.
And then...
So that's actually kind of annoying. You just split one Krispy Kreme with 4 dudes. I'd be like,
no,
fuck
you don't,
off.
You don't I think part of the strategy is you don't perfectly split everything.
Oh, so you like distribute.
You define roles.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's the Ford method.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know? And
yeah,
so
yeah,
we had a soda guy.
It's a little assembly line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a soda guy.
You're the donut
guy. Donut boy.
Little donut boy.
You
why the fuck am I the donut guy? Because you look like you eat a lot of donuts.
Eat up, donut boy.
Yeah,
you're hungry.
Come
you look hungry.
Oink, oink.
Who would your crew be?
Probably Sam, the guy that you were dressed as earlier.
Yeah, I was dressed as Sam.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends. I mean, I would go with any of my pals, and I feel like we could crush it.
I don't think you'd beat my record.
I don't think I would either.
Oh. I was hoping to set up a challenge.
Nope. I'm done with beefs.
Okay,
I'm done with challenges.
You accept
it's
that.
It's collaborative.
I also think it's a problem to set it up in a challenge format. I think the goal should just be 10. If you do 10, you've done it. It's like a marathon. It's not like you have to run further than someone.
Yes.
You
yes,
just do.
I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Because I worry that it gets popular and then it is like a Fox News piece on the American challenge that teenagers
like
are doing.
People jumping off the boats, dying. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, like teenagers around the country are eating as many calories as they can.
And dropping dead.
All
yeah.
thanks
to
Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Yes. Yeah. Has this liberal challenge gone too far?
But yeah, like when you do something like that, are you pre-planning that? How much are you thinking about your content that you're filming each week? Because I find... like I try to do so much that I'm constantly like, there's no like time where I'm relaxed because I'm like, oh, I could be filming for this channel or this or this. Do you pre-plan out what you're doing every week and then you, no?
By
you don't
the
seem
day.
Stressed by this at all.
I think I try to base my entire life around minimizing stress.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like being stressed.
Right.
It's like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes I'm stressed because like a deadline comes up and something else falls through. But most of the time it's like, you know, I worry about the problems. I try to do good for future Ludwig. You know, present Ludwig tries to do laundry on time so future Ludwig's happier.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't stress about it, you know? Like, I'll wake up. My goal is to think of what I do on stream. And then what I do on stream is hopefully turn into a YouTube video. So it has to be like a thought out thing. Like, I'm going to go live and do this. And I just go live and wing it. Hope it works out.
But that's how you think about it, though, is like, I'm going to stream. That's a thing. But then I also want to be able to cut something out of this.
Yes.
So I have to be conscious of that, too.
The stream is built around a segment that will become a YouTube video.
But then when you go out and do something, are you streaming that?
I that was live streamed. Yeah, I had a
was.
I had an like an IRL backpack you can bring around with you. I don't do that often. Mostly it's at my setup, my desk. But yeah, if I go live at my desktop, I try to think of a segment that can become a YouTube video, and it knocks out two bird, one stone.
Yeah,
and I have a second channel, but it's like, I do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rely on that income.
Okay,
is that Mogul Mail?
It's Mogul Mail. It's my commentary channel.
What about Ludwin?
I just have a guy in Brazil.
Who what? His cuts
Ian. Like,
short clips?
He cuts out clips. He cuts out, if Mr. Beast uploads a video, I'll watch it on a stream, and that's when he feasts.
Okay.
Because Mr. Beast is cool with me re-uploading it, ethically.
Ludwig, I think we squashed it.
Yeah.
Could I offer one a more? Friendly wager?
Sure, yeah.
Cody, we talked in preparation for you coming in today.
Oh, I like this.
I couldn't help but notice that the yard and Insanely Chill have almost identical amount of subscribers. We're both around 342K. Okay.
Now, keep in mind, though, a lot of ours are like legacy. Like,
yeah, we do. Yeah.
A lot of dead subscribers.
A lot of people
not like dead in real life. It just,
did you retrofit the channel?
Hmm?
Did you retrofit the channel?
We like abandoned it for years and then like...
I see.
Yeah, my dad was like one of the first subs back when he was in college.
So this might be a little bit unfair. I think you're in the lead.
Sure, okay.
So we were thinking it could be fun if we did some sort of race to 360, 375, 400. You guys name the number. And I was thinking the wager could be that whoever loses has to have a bust of the other person on the shelf or in the background of their podcast.
A bust of our busts.
Yeah, Cody's going to come bust on the yard set.
Okay.
On your chair.
Oh.
I was talking about like bus.
And you have
like,
to do that kind of bus.
And you have to do the whole episode just in the bus. A subscriber goal. I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribers are a dud metric. We know this.
Okay. Mr. Analytics. Jesus Christ.
It's a vanity
it's
number.
It's a dud metric.
It's a vanity number to feel good about yourselves. Let's look up Drew Does right now. He's got 75,000 subscribers and he gets 8 million views a video. You know? So.
It's a good point. Okay. So what is the metric then?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Views on per episode.
No, let's not do that. Nope.
Okay.
I don't like
podcast is more popular and more successful and makes more money wins.
How about that? No, here's what we do. We do whichever we'll have a charity off.
Okay. A give off.
Whichever podcast is able to raise more, and it can be within the confines of the marathon thing.
Okay.
And you could tie it into the pod.
Okay.
And the loser would have to have the bus on the set.
Okay.
It is a whole good. I've also said the charity word, so if you back out, it looks so bad.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I was the one who initially
because I
this,
care more
way.
Than Cody about
no,
it.
No, by the way, this was my idea that he's
to
stealing
me it's about giving.
And making it look like him.
To me, it's about giving, you know? Right? This guy drives Ferraris. I just care about giving.
Yeah, I actually don't care who invented it. I just care that we raise enough money.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't. I care about who invented it. We should all care about that. Yeah, we can do a yard versus Insanely Chill charity off, and it ends
charity off. That's good.
March 30th, because it won't start for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever raised the most has to have the loser take a bust.
Let's do it. Let's put the YouTube charity widget on the.
Yeah, because then it'll show you exactly how much.
Yeah.
And we do it for the month of March or something.
Yep.
Okay.
We gotta pick a couple charities.
Yeah,
I have the Off Brand Foundation.
Oh,
it's a co-op.
It supports a workers' co-op, which I don't know. Like I have no affiliation with them. Yeah, I'm down. That'll be fun.
All right, thanks for joining us, Ludwig.
Dude, what that the hell?
Fantastic!
It literally has all my accolades, and all you said was decorated.
Because it encompassed them into one neatly packaged thing.
Same if I said...
Did you want me to say nominated for Streamies?
Yeah.
That's all. Nominated for Streamies.
Yeah, the Streamies.
Which one?
This will come out a week
podcast.
After.
Just, you got a podcast? You're nominated for podcast?
I was nominated for best podcast, but
you have a podcast.
It's The Yard. But instead of nominating The Yard podcast, they said, like, The Yard nominated and just put a picture of me on it. And everyone else on the podcast was like, what the fuck? Like, we're on it too.
Well, best of luck. I hope you win that.
No, you don't.
I do, actually.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I was hoping for Fresh and Fit, but we all have our podcast that we like.
There you go. Now off-brand definitely has to take off.
Yeah.
Because that's going to get...
well, I'll see you on our run.
Yeah.
And...
Thanks for joining me. Thanks for watching, folks.
I'm happy to squash.
And we squashed it. Friends.
Acquaintances.
Acquaintances.